WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Gun supporters are active as more than 200 activists wearing Guns Save Lives stickers rally in Richmond. Culpeper Sheriff says he'll deputize citizens to resist any new gun laws, and Rockingham County considers its own Second Amendment sanctuary resolution. Governor Northam proposes millions to fight racial disparities in Virginia's infant mortality rate, and district courts around the state are woefully understaffed. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, December 10th. More than 200 gun rights activists wearing Guns Save Lives stickers rallied Monday in Richmond. They vowed to fight any attempt by the new Democratic majority in the state legislature to pass new restrictions on gun ownership. In January, the General Assembly will begin a session that is almost certain to include a variety of gun control proposals, including requiring universal background checks for gun buyers, prohibiting the sale of assault weapons, and a red flag law allowing police or family members to petition a court to temporarily take away guns from people who may present a danger to themselves or others. Those who attended the rally at the state capitol said such gun control measures would do little to reduce mass shootings and other crimes, but instead would punish responsible gun owners. Meanwhile, the Culpeper County Sheriff has vowed to deputize residents if the new Democratic majority passes gun control measures. Dozens of counties have passed so-called Second Amendment sanctuary resolutions. Rockingham County will take up a resolution at Wednesday's Board of Supervisors meeting. This year's election for the House of Delegates was the most expensive ever, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
It seems like every election is the most expensive ever, and this year's campaign for the House of Delegates is no exception. It was another record-breaking year, more than $66 million spent overall. That's according to numbers posted to the Virginia Public Access Project.
Now, of course, the bill comes due in January.
Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington.
People who invest in politicians want a return on their investment, and so expect aggressive lobbying as the new legislature debates the new policies of 2020.
Since the mid-1990s, campaign spending has doubled, and then it doubled again. David Ramadan at George Mason University says the rising influence of outside money now guides how lawmakers think about their time in office.
Anybody who had benefited from these incredible amount of donations from these national groups got to be asking himself or herself, what do I have to do over the next 2 years in order to get that same amount of money or more?
Next year, the new Democratic majority will consider restrictions on campaign cash from big corporations and regulated utilities. I'm Michael Pope.
Governor Ralph Northam said Monday that his proposed budget for next year will include funds to combat infant mortality and racial disparity in infant deaths. Northam said he will propose roughly $22 million to expand Medicaid coverage for new moms, increase home visits, and explore Medicaid reimbursement for doula support services. In June, the governor announced a goal to eliminate the racial disparity in Virginia's maternal mortality rate by 2025. Finally today, each year, roughly 3 million cases run through Virginia's general district courts, everything from traffic tickets to homicides. But according to state staffing models, more than half of those courts are understaffed. That includes large counties such as Fairfax and Henrico, but also smaller courts in Rockingham and Carroll counties. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain visited one of those understaffed courts to learn about the impact.
If you've ever been in a courtroom, you've seen a court clerk. They're almost always up at the bench, sitting beside the judge. They answer the phones, staff the customer service desks. They do all the behind-the-scenes work that allows the judicial branch to function. But in Virginia, there's a problem. There aren't enough clerks. Carl Hayde is executive secretary of Virginia's Supreme Court.
It's becoming increasingly difficult for them to stay up, get the work done, do it without making mistakes, and those mistakes impact people's lives.
We're going to come in and go there, right to the right.
The 23 clerks at Chesterfield County's Juvenile and Domestic Relations District Court are responsible for 40,000 hearings a year.
Child custody, visitation, child support, spousal support.
Laura Griffin is the chief clerk.
we see some of the most vulnerable people in our communities.
Griffin says the biggest impact of being short-staffed is a backlog. There are simply not enough hands to physically enter a case into the system and get it on the docket. Across the state, delays like that can impact people's credit, wage garnishments. It can even mean someone's held in jail longer than they should be. At the JDR court, the impact is on kids and parents.
Every case that's filed immediately goes to one of the supervisors to be assigned.
Griffin pulls out a case currently sitting in the backlog. A guardian is owed about $900 in child support. They're requesting a judge step in.
That's a big deal. If I was owed $944, I'd want it.
Nothing's going to happen with that until it gets entered.
No, and you can see there's something in front of it. So,
it may be days before it's entered on a docket, then months before it's heard by a judge.
Hearing that criticism and knowing that you're working 50, 60 hours a week and you're still not fixing some of the problems, it can be demoralizing.
This work takes a toll on the women who do it. I say women because the workforce in Virginia is 95% female. In a recent statewide survey, clerks say they work long, uncompensated hours, that the job is stressful and impacts their relationships. Griffin pulls out another case sitting in the backlog, showing it to Carl Haid and me.
But, like, this guardian wants to be relieved of this child's custody. That's the kind of cases we hear.
The secondary trauma we've talked about. Knowing that's sitting there, it'll be months before that can get before a judge.
Yeah. And I've had to talk to a parent that's come to the counter with the child that they desire to be relieved of and look at that child's face while his parent told me that we needed to hurry up and get the case on the docket so that he didn't have to live with her anymore. So we tell people they can turn the salt lamp on when they're in here and they can just...
A judge even set up a wellness room for the clerks.
Do your ladies have time to use it?
In reality, no, but they know it's here, and we've had a few come and use it. Does it mean that maybe one case doesn't get entered while they're in here? Yes, it does, but you have to weigh the positives from the negatives, and I think for them, it's good.
Have you used it yet?
I have not, so...
In our next report, we take a closer look at why there's a shortage of clerks and what lawmakers can do about it. In Chesterfield, I'm Mallory Nopain.
And we will have part two of that report tomorrow. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Tuesday.